sustain glutathione. Immunocal is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and America is in trouble. If you look and see what's happening in the Middle East, why the tempo of violence in Iraq is increasing, and that's just what it was intended to do. That's why Paul Bremer was sent to Iraq to dissolve the Iraqi army and dissolve the Iraqi police force and dissolve the Iraqi civil service. And then, of course, when Major General Paul Eaton was assigned the task of rebuilding the Iraqi army, an army for a nation of 25 million people. He was assigned 6 soldiers and not allowed to employ any of the previous people, or mobilize any of the previous Iraqi units, so we could get non-commissioned officers to act as drill sergeants to begin to create an Iraqi army. He did get a few people from the military who'd be there for a month or 2 or 3 months, but he never had more than 150 people total. The Pentagon did everything they could to prevent him from rebuilding the Iraqi army. And if you doubt what I'm saying, we'll be glad to send you an article, copy of the article out of the New York Times that tells the story. The Pentagon did everything they could to block him. Why? Well, my belief, so the American soldiers would continue dying there. Because, after all, if there was law and order in Iraq, how could we justify staying? And we need that base because we're going to attack Iran. And we're going to attack Syria, and we are going to transform the whole face of the Middle East, in fact, the whole world. But then, of course, the first thing we have to do is to attack America and destroy its financial bases, because America and these foolish Americans who believe in sovereignty and God and patriotism, they've got to be brought to their knees. And so the best way to destroy this nation, other than the planned limited nuclear strikes, which I believe are coming, will be to destroy us financially. And the Federal Reserve Board and the leaders of both political parties, by massive spending and creating massive deficits and destroying the value of our dollar, have placed America in a position of terrible jeopardy that will impoverish our people. They're already planning to lower the value of your currency 30% to 50%, and that's just the beginning. And your life savings and everything you've worked for and you think is going to give you security, well, will soon be simply a remembrance of things past. Could this be going on? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the plan. And if you, of course, listen to my interviews with Bob Chapman and others, I mean, he will tell you that the people in government openly admit that the value of the dollar is going to go down 50%. And I believe that's just the beginning. So, of course, our purpose is to try to warn you what's happening, to put it into the spiritual context, because if you watch the Oscars and you know how Brokeback Mountain was just applauded by the people in Hollywood who frame our outlook on the world, you know that God's judgment cannot be far away. So that is the background. Lindsey Williams, who we've had with us many times before, is an ordained minister who worked on the pipeline in Alaska back in the 1970s. And that was 35 years ago, wasn't it, Lindsey?
Yes, Dr. Stan, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show this morning for what I'm going to call an emergency update on the price of gasoline, crude oil, and the standard currency of the world, which is ceasing to be the dollar very rapidly.
Well, Chris, I think it's so important that people understand that one of the reasons why the dollar has maintained its value is because it was redeemable in oil. At one time it was redeemable in gold. Now more recently it's been redeemable in oil. And if you wanted to buy oil anywhere in the world, you bought it with dollars. But, and you pick up the story, Lindsey.
The standard currency of the world is oil. And whatever oil is denominated in as sales and purchase is going to be what the currency is, whether it be the dollar or the euro. And we're standing this morning on the verge of the most catastrophic event to ever taken place in the United States of America. Dr. Stan, just so that those in the radio audience, maybe some have not heard before, I had the privilege, by the providence of God, of having executive status with the 9 major oil companies that built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. As a result, I sat in the board meetings with the most powerful, controlling, manipulative people on the face of the earth for 3 years' time. These people do exist. They do have an agenda. Everything that Dr. Stan is saying over his broadcast day after day is true. His newsletters are a masterpiece. Every person should have them in their home every month. I wouldn't want to do without them. Nearly every month I call him and say, Dr. Stan, I don't know how your newsletter could get any better than last month, but it did. You see, what he's saying is the truth. I know. You see, most people write books by researching someone else's materials, and most every author would give their right arm to be able to sit in the board meetings with the IMF leaders, by the world, that people that control the world, the folks that have the power to manipulate the price of crude oil every day. And I did, by the providence of God, a missionary in Alaska, a simple aviation missionary, by the providence of God, sat on the board meetings of these people during the building of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Now, I need to bring it down to right now. That's my background, and here is why I can say what I'm saying this morning. We are on the verge of everything Dr. Stan has been saying for years. Something so big, listen to this, just within the past 60 days, what is on your table as food, folks, what is in the grocery store and the hardware store, you are about to see a revolution in the dollar. I am so glad Dr. Stan began the program with this morning, because this is where we are. Okay, last 60 days, Iran has said, March the 20th, please put the date down. No, that's not the date the whole world's going to turn upside down, but it's going to be the date it's going to begin to turn upside down. Iran has said, we will no longer accept the American dollar. We don't trust your national debt, $8 trillion plus. 5% of the world's oil supply comes from Iran. Iran is the fifth largest. I mean, here's Iran that says, we are establishing our own bank and inviting the rest of the world to sell oil through it. They are jumping out of the... Okay, next, Venezuela. Venezuela is the fifth largest oil exporter in the world. It's 6% of America's oil supply through a company called Citgo. Matt Simmons said, a very well-respected oil analyst, Matt Simmons said Venezuela could shut the United States of America down within 90 days' time. That's exactly right. Venezuela and Mr. Chavez says, we will not accept your dollar anymore.
I think it's very important for the American people to know that Iran is working very closely with Venezuela. There are all sorts of Iranian and Hamas and Hezbollah technicians there. And, of course, Chavez wants to destroy the United States. So do the Iranians. And they're inviting a nuclear war. We'll be right back here at American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
And Lindsay is certainly talking about how Venezuela could shut down our economy by cutting off our oil. And they supply a significant part, I think, about 15% of the oil here. How much of 1.7 million barrels a day, something like that?
Yes, 6% of America's oil supply comes from Venezuela. And Mr. Chavez says we could shut America down. And listen to his words just recently in a speech he made. He said the imperialist genocidal fascist attitude of the U.S. president has no limits. I think Hitler would be like a suckling baby next to George Bush. These are the words of Venezuela's Chavez, and he says, we will shut down our refineries and stop the 6% to America if there's any more problem. Now, watch that. Oh, folks, I have never had a time that I felt such an honor to be on Dr. Stan's program, because we have never had a crisis like this. Iran, please put this date down. March the 20th, Iran says our computers will be in place, our banking system will be running, we will no longer accept the American dollar, we inviting other. Now, watch this also on March the 23rd. Folks, please notice the dates. These buzzwords are so important. On March the 23rd, that's just days away, the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve will cease publication of the M3 monetary aggregate, monetary supply. Why? Because it all fits together. They don't want us to know what's happening any longer. Iran, March the 20th, 5% of the world's oil supply. Venezuela, 6% of America's oil supply. They say we won't accept the dollar anymore. Syria, oh, please put the names of these countries down. I'm trying my best, folks, to let you see we're on the verge of something so big. Syria says we don't want the American dollar anymore. We've had it. We don't trust your national debt. Nigeria rebels attacked Shell Oil. They 2.8% of the world supply of oil, 2.6 million barrels a day, and it could be, it's on the verge of shutdown. Some of it shut down already. Now, there's another nation. They haven't said we won't use the dollar anymore, but they are turning up their nose at the American dollar. Norway. Norway is the third largest world's third largest oil supplier. They support, they give everything for the Scandinavian countries. 7% of the is production. And here they have said, Norway says, we are wondering what we're going to do about the American dollar. We don't trust your debt anymore. The United Arab Republics, oh, please. They want our ports. Why do they want our ports? The real reason they want our ports is not because they necessarily have to have all of this conflict in America over the ports, but they don't trust the dollar anymore, so they want some tangible assets. Yesterday, oh, I got this off the wires. Only last night I had an emergency call about 10 o'clock. Someone said, did you see what came out over the wires today? Listen to it. United Arab Emirates, who is wanting these port facilities, 22 of them, now are saying we don't trust the dollar anymore. We intend to operate U.S. military factories. Listen, Dubai International Capital has acquired London-based Doncaster's Group for $1.2 billion. Doncaster's produces engine components and turbine blades for the military platforms. Its clients included Boeing, General Electric, Honeywell, and Pratt & Whitney, and the United Arab Republics, which is Dubai, is now wanting to operate our military factories. Folks, do you realize they don't want our national debt? They say we don't trust the American dollar any longer. We have got to have tangible assets, or else. Do you have the slightest idea what that means? That means that when you go when the dollar is going to collapse, Dr. Stan is exactly right. The dollar is going to collapse. It's right around the corner. You say, well, what does that mean? You go to Walmart, you're going to pay three times the price what you're paying right now for any one product. You're going to pay $7 and $8 a gallon at the gas pump. There was one thing that I learned when I sat in the board meetings with the most powerful people on the face of the earth back during the days of the building of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline when I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. There's one thing I learned. I learned to listen to buzz words. Oh, please, my book, Syndrome of Control, you must get it. I'm going to give away my books this morning. You have a pencil and paper handy in just a few minutes' time. Full-length, over 200-page books. What did I learn back in those days? I learned to listen to the buzzwords of the power controller. You remember Mr. George Bush Sr. when he was in office? He used to use words such as 1,000 points of light. And he'd use the New World Order. Why? He was telling us something, but the average American didn't have sense enough to listen to it. Listen to the buzzwords that were in the Washington Times out of Geneva, Switzerland, 2 weeks ago. They had a meeting, some of the most powerful folks on the face of the earth. They said the price of crude oil could reach $131 a barrel if Iran stopped production amid the standoff of Tehran's decision to resume uranium enrichment. You see, nuclear is not the issue in Iran. That's not it at all. The issue is they're going to stop using the dollar as of March the 20th. Now, what is the price of gasoline going to go at the gas pump? I'll tell you what it's going. They've already given their buzzwords. It was in the Washington Times. The average American just doesn't understand how to read between the lines. I do because I sat in their board meetings for 3 years' time. Why did they say $131 a barrel? Why didn't they say 130? Why didn't they say 120? Why didn't they say 100? Because they meant 131. And they're trying to tell us what they're going to do in advance, and the average person doesn't have... It just doesn't realize what is this buzzword? $131 a barrel, that means $6 a gallon at the gas pump. Can you afford to do that and still have the groceries that you pay for at the grocery store and still go back and forth to work every day? No, $6 a gallon. Folks, make preparations for the food on your table. We are going to face some events in the very near future that are going to be so catastrophic it's going to boggle the mind of the average American because the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. Dr. Stan, is there any way... Okay, one more time. 1 week ago today, it could have been... Listen to this. Friday, February the 24th, there was a group of terrorists that attacked a oil facility in Saudi Arabia. You know how much they missed by? They missed by the distance of a football field. If they had succeeded on Friday, February the 20th, and they said they will do it again, and they will succeed at some point. If they had succeeded 1 week ago today, the price of oil would have been $100 a barrel, and the price of gold would have been $1,000 an ounce 1 week ago, if they had succeeded. And at some point, they will. Now, what's happening? China says we're going to increase our gold purchases this year by 140% over last year. And they say we are going to allow our citizens for the first time in history to use the U.S. dollar for the purchase of gold. Oh, folks, please listen to the buzzwords. Why are they letting their citizens purchase gold using American dollars? Because they don't want the dollar in China anymore. They're saying, we don't trust your national debt. We're going to diversify. When the dollar is no longer used as the standard currency of the world for the transfer and purchase and sale of oil, the dollar collapses. They have wanted this, just like Dr. Stan has been saying all this time. This is exactly what the powers that be have wanted, and we're sitting on the verge of watching this happen in our lifetime. Dr. Stan, I could go on and on, but I know you want to break in here. You've got so much. You're so much wiser than I am.
Well, I don't know, but
am I right?
You are absolutely right, and we are in real trouble. And for our listeners, I just wanted, I don't know that I'm wiser than you are, Lindsay, because I appreciate so much what you have to say, but for our listeners, I want to pose a question. What's the difference between America's fiat money system and the money you use in a game of Monopoly when you play Monopoly? I mean, they're both based on paper, and they're both supposed to have value. But the thing is, in a monopoly game, there's only a certain amount of money on the board. With a fiat money system, they can print all the money they want to, and we give that to other countries, and they give us their debts that are produced with hard work and labor, and we simply can print all the money we want to. It's very interesting. At a recent congressional testimony, when helicopter Bernanke, of course, that's not his name is Bernanke, but he is the new chairman of the Federal Reserve System, said, well, you know, we're going to have to quit, you know, actually publishing the M3 figures, which tell us how much money is really in circulation, American money, because it's just too expensive to produce. And one of the congressmen said, what do you mean it's too expensive? You create money, all you have to do is print it, and it's too expensive to tell us the M3? No, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want you to know what they're doing. Because on one hand, they're going to be raising the interest rates to strangle the economy. On the other hand, they're going to be flooding us with money to increase the inflation. And what you get is an inflationary depression. They know exactly what they're going to do. And what they're going to do is the enemy is the American people. They're going to impoverish them and enslave them. They know exactly what they're doing. At this time in history, they just don't want you to know. We're doing everything we can to justify an attack on Iran. And everybody says, oh, it's going to be just a limited attack. Oh, we're only going to hit 400 or 500, or maybe 300 or 400 sites in Iran, and maybe we'll use conventional bombs, or, well, who knows what we're going to use, but it's only going to be a limited action. Ladies and gentlemen, this is war. And if you think that you can attack the entire Islamic world, and that's what we're doing, everything we can to inflame the Islamic world against us. You know, of young men who never would have joined this radical Islamic movement are being recruited into it because it's part of the plan of our leaders to create this class of civilization and plunge us into World War III. And if you think that we can attack Iran and kill tens of thousands of their people without them retaliating against America, you just don't understand reality. You don't understand that there is a master plan. There is a secret society in Iran that wants to plunge the world into chaos. And there are people in Washington, D.C., who want to do exactly the same. But they're not going to tell you what this is all about, because if they believe that after out of the chaos will come the new world leader, the new world order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled, that George Bush spoke of in his second inaugural address, and not one person in a million recognized what he said. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, and then he puts in all sorts of extraneous material, and then he said they were acting on an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. What do you mean when our founders, declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient plan that's meant to be fulfilled? What's the ancient plan? It's the new world order. It's a world government under a new world leader. George Bush knows exactly, or whoever wrote his speech knows exactly what's going on, but the average American is not to know that this means the destruction of America's sovereignty, the destruction of the security of our people, and, of course, the enslavement of the world. There is a plan. There is a master plan out there. Look on the back of the dollar bill. It's all there on the left side, the pyramid with the unfinished pyramid, then with the eye of Lucifer hovering over the top. But when the plan is fulfilled, why, the triangle will settle under the top of the pyramid, and the age-old quest will be fulfilled. Every occultist in the world knows it. Everybody who heard the president's speech recognized, who is an occultist recognized what he was saying, and not one in a million Americans have any idea. And what Lindsay is talking about is where we are headed. Towards a national catastrophe. We're on the verge of World War III. We're on the verge of a financial collapse. We are on the verge of a total moral breakdown in America. And where is the outcry? Well, Lindsay, I think your message is so important. People have to understand. And somebody's got to be out there warning them, just like Paul Revere or It is our job, as we're told in the scriptures, in Ezekiel 3 and 33, we are to be the watchman on the wall, telling people what's about to happen. And if they don't act, their blood is on their hands.
Well, Dr. Stan, God forbid that we invade Iran. March the 20th. If a ban is imposed on all exports, we will not allow tankers to pass through the Gulf of Hormuz. Folks, let me give you this one when we come back.
All right, we'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hello, this is Mike McNulty. Have you ever been to a Chinese restaurant and have everything on the plate taste identically the same? Well, you won't find that as a problem at the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant at 3623 23rd Avenue in Evans, because those flavors, each and every one, are sealed very carefully into the dish. That's the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant in Evans.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick, and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Is Lindsay Williams, and we're talking about the fact that we're moving into very difficult financial times. Certainly other countries throughout the world are beginning to lose confidence in the American dollar. China is beginning to increase its gold holdings, as is Russia and Argentina and South Africa. Now, you see, America has been able to dominate the world because we've had the reserve currency, and because our dollar would no longer redeemable in gold, but redeemable in oil. And then what happens when it's not redeemable in oil? What happens when other countries begin to realize that they're holding all of these dollars that are going to begin going down in value? Now, it's amazing that they've been able to artificially raise the price of the American dollar. It's not done too badly here this last year. In fact, Warren Buffett had actually lost over $300 million, because he expected the dollar was going to go down, but it didn't go down. It actually went up in value. But then Warren Buffett can afford to lose $300 million, but he's still short on the dollar. Why? Because the law of gravity says whatever goes up is going to come down, and Warren Buffett thinks the dollar is going to collapse. And with that, of course, will come terrible, terrible hardship for our people. He doesn't obviously understand this is all planned. These people know exactly what they're doing. And when our people are impoverished, when we have, and right now we have about 8% unemployment, but when we have 20 or 25% unemployment, as we had during the Great Depression, and people have really no place to go and nothing to look forward to, then they become totally dependent upon the government. And I really believe that this is exactly what they are planning. And, you know, and I believe behind this are powerful spiritual forces from both the dark side and the light side. Because if you look at, you know, at the current plans to attack Iran, they really don't make sense. I mean, after all, China, just to the east of Iran, has nuclear weapons. Pakistan, to the south of Iran, has nuclear weapons. Russia, to the north of Iran, has nuclear weapons. But we're also concerned about Iran having nuclear weapons. China has threatened to nuke Los Angeles. Do you think Iran would attack the United States unless we attack them first? And do you honestly think that we can just have a limited little attack and there won't be any retaliation on America? Imagine simply one or two atom bombs taking out, or hydrogen bombs taking out one or two of our major cities. What impact do you think that would have on the stock market, on our entire economy, on the value of the dollar? Lindsay, pick up the story.
Over 70% of the world's oil supply travels on any given day through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran, March the 20th. Folks, please put the date down. March the 20th. You are literally days away. Iran says we will no longer use the American dollar. The United Nations says we will possibly impose sanctions on Iran. The United States, as Dr. Stan has said, there is the possibility of an invasion of Iran. It has nothing to do whatsoever with nuclear. Listen, if you will, to what Iran says. If a ban is imposed on our oil exports, we will not allow tankers to sail through the Gulf waters. Why will they not? Iran has deployed Chinese HY-2 silkworm anti-ship missiles along the Gulf of Hormuz and its Persian Gulf coast. And it says over 14 million barrels pass through that strait every day. We'll shut it down. You know what? 70% of the world's oil supply shut down if we impose any sanctions on it. And they'll do it, too. Don't think for a moment's time they won't. Oh, this business of going into Iran because of nuclear weapons, what a farce. Weapons of mass destruction. Have you ever heard that before? Listen, if you will. White House staff members who are trying to prevent Iran from developing its own nuclear energy capacity and who refuse to take military action against Iran off the table have conveniently forgotten that the United States was a midwife of the Iranian nuclear program 30 years ago. Every aspect of Iran's current nuclear development was approved and encouraged by Washington in the 1970s. President Gerald Ford offered Iran a full nuclear cycle in 1976. Moreover, the only Iranian reactor currently about to become operative, a reactor in Bershahr, all known as Bershara, has started before the Iranian Revolution with the U.S. approval and cannot produce weapons-grade plutonium. The invasion of Iran for the sake of nuclear weapons is the biggest farce imaginable. I'll tell you why we want to go into Iran. I'll tell you why our president shakes in his shoes today and why I'm begging and pleading with you, as I've never done before, to listen to Dr. Stan and what I am saying today. Folks, we are on the verge of a collapse of the American dollar. It won't take place on March the 20th. But we're going to begin the gradual process after that date. Why? Because Iran says, I will not use your dollar anymore for the transfer and sale of oil. We will shut down the Gulf waters, Strait of Hormuz, if you make any moves toward... I don't know how a president sleeps. I don't know how a vice president sleeps. How in this world can they possibly continue to tell the American people that the issue is nuclear. It's the furthest thing in the world from the truth. The United Arab Republic, United Arab Emirates bought Grand Central Station in New York City on November the 10th because they say, we don't trust your dollar anymore. We've got to have tangible assets. Dr. Stan?
Well, I was just going to say that people have forgotten history. I mean, the president talks about we want to bring democracy to Iraq, and we want to bring democracy to Afghanistan. And look at that woman with the ink on her finger, and we want to bring democracy to Iran. Well, I guess he forgot that back in 1953, they had a democracy. We overthrew that democracy and put in the Shah. And then in 1979, we overthrew the Shah, told him he had to leave. I did everything we could to destabilize him, and we brought the Ayatollahs to power who'd been working in conjunction with the CIA to replace the Shah. Now, 1979, it didn't make any sense. Why would we replace a dependable ally of America? Maybe he wasn't perfect. Maybe he was a ruthless tyrant. But why would we replace a ruthless, a friend of America, the major bulwark against communism in the Middle East, with this radical Islamic regime? Didn't make sense in 79. It sure makes sense today if we're working on a timetable to take the world into a World War III. And you can just see this thing coming down the line. The leaders of Iran want it. The leaders of the United States want it. The only people who don't want it, of course, are the mothers and fathers who are going to, sons and daughters are going to be killed, and perhaps not on the sands of Iraq and Iran. Right here in the United States, because there will be retaliations. We know that is happening. There are Iranian terror cells all throughout the United States, and Iran has nuclear weapons. I mean, you can go back and read the writings of Joseph Badansky, who's the chief advisor to the Republicans in the House, in charge of their research, and he will tell you in the books he's written. He wrote one entitled Osama Bin Laden. And he will tell you that this was written half a dozen years ago, that Iran had nuclear weapons at that time, that they thought, you know, on the international field. And don't you worry, they've got missiles too. And you know where they got the technology? They got it from North Korea, they got it from China, they got it from the United States. Why would we give China the technology?
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and if you analyze what's going on from From a logical point of view, it doesn't make any sense. If you understand there is a master plan to change the world, bring about a world government, but it's only going to come on out of chaos. There was a recent article in the Washington Times by Anna DeBorgreif, and if any of you'd like to see it, we'll be glad to send you a copy if you call us, although it is in the Washington Times. And he talks about this secret Muslim society that believes that they will bring the Mahdi back, the 12th Imam, who was the Mahdi, the world ruler, and he will come after they have precipitated chaos throughout the world, and they believe that they can do this within a couple of years. And you see, they want a nuclear confrontation, ladies and gentlemen. And if anybody thinks that we are going to bomb Iran and then everybody's going to go home and live happily ever after, they don't understand that the purpose is to inflame the entire Islamic world and precipitate World War III. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you think everything's fine. Maybe you think that George Bush really wants to bring democracy to the world. No. We went to war because of the attack on 9/11. Wasn't that, it was the attack on the World Trade Center. That's why we went to war. Or was it the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam was there? Or was it because he was a bad guy? Or was it over oil? Or were we trying to protect Israel? That's it. Israel is going to come under nuclear attack. There's no question at all. The Palestinian area now is under the control of a radical movement dedicated to the destruction. The whole Middle East is going up in flames, and we sit here at home as if there's just nothing to worry about, and of course we're watching the Oscars as if we were at Brokeback Mountain, with several Oscars for one of the finest productions, and revealing, of course, the bigotry of intolerance. Well, I really feel that God is going to bring his judgment on this country. When you understand the spiritual aspect of it, when you understand there really are secret societies, and, of course, if you haven't read my newsletter, Lindsay did speak rather well of the January newsletter, you'll certainly want to get the February newsletter, which will be going out here in a couple of weeks. Pick up the story there, Lindsay, and why don't you get your telephone number so people will know how they can get in touch with you.
2 weeks ago, I produced an emergency update. That's exactly what I mean, an emergency update. I have never done this before. It is an hour and 15 minutes long. It began in 1906. Would you like the intricate details as I heard them when I sat in their board meetings during the years that I had executive status with the 9 major oil companies? There's no time for me to pull any punches. I must tell the entire story. 2 weeks ago, we came out with a new emergency update videotape, an hour and 15 minutes long. I've never done one this size before. It's in both DVD and VCR now, whichever that you want. An emergency update. I begin with the details of 1960 when they said we're going to use crude oil as a method of controlling the world. I come down through Henry Kissinger and his contact of the oil-producing countries of the world. I give every detail of who arranged it, how they did it, what took place with Saddam Hussein. I come into the modern-day monetary system and what the Federal Reserve is doing. You have never seen a videotape like this before. I've never produced anything. I've stuck my neck out as far as I can. Will you please? Here is my offer. I'll do anything to get you to know the truth right now while you can. If you will purchase my four sets of videotapes, I have four videotapes. If you will purchase my set of four videotapes, the very latest emergency update, an hour and 15 minutes long in both DVD and VCR. If you will purchase my four video set, I will give you as a gift a copy of all four of my books. These are not pamphlets. These are over 200 page books, beautiful full color covers. The story of Iran and what's taking in place and syndrome of control. Purchase my four videotape set. I will give you as a gift all four of my books. I will give you a fifth videotape that you will not find it anywhere on the face of this earth. Believe me, a man who helped set the the oil-producing countries of the world up on behalf of the powers that be, gave me a one-hour and seven-minute video interview before he went into hiding. Every intricate detail as to how the New York bankers work, what they do, how they carry out their diabolical plan, what they are going to do, and I'm seeing it take place right here, March the 20th, what this man said a number of years ago. It's entitled Economic Hitman. I will give you that fifth video tape. You know, it's worth over $25. That's that video alone. I'll give you that tape as a gift and give you an hour and 30-minute audio tape that you can play as you drive to work in your automobile. Please put down this number, 800-321-2900. If I have ever begged you in my life to let me inform you, I sat in their board meetings. I heard what the power controllers have to say. My new videotape emergency update as of 2 weeks ago in both DVD and VCR.
Well, now, is
my
this
four
an
tape
interview?
Set, please get them, and I will give you a fifth tape free, 800-321-2900. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Well, Lindsay, is this a video that you made, or is this a video that somebody else had made?
No, this is a video, an emergency update that I personally made before a live audience 2 weeks ago. We've just edited it and put it out. You've never seen it, Dr. Stan. I want to send you one because I have said some things that, well, I heard in those board meetings that I have never been willing to say before, and I'll send you a complimentary copy of this one, a new emergency update. I felt I cannot keep quiet. I ran. It's there. I talk about the monetary system. I talk about the M3 monetary aggregate. I talk about it all began back in the early 60s,
well,
and I give every detail up until today.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting it, Lindsay. But you mentioned that there's this gentleman who gave you the information and went into hiding.
Yes. This man was used by the powers that be to help set up the oil companies back a number of years ago. He knew how, what trust they use, what banks they use. He knew their names. He gave names, dates, and place. There has never been an economic hitman. I mean, this man went into hiding after he gave me this videotape. He scared himself. I can't even find him myself. Hour and 7 minutes long, an economic hitman told me the story of what they were doing.
Okay,
I'll
God
give
bless
you that
right
videotape
time.
As a gift.
Thanks so much, Lindsay. Bye-bye.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. Well, I hope if you can't enjoy it, I hope you really want to find out if it really could be true. If you'd like a copy of our December or January newsletters, which deal with the war in Iraq, which is simply a stepping stone to World War III, we'll be glad to send you a free copy. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you either one of those newsletters if you haven't been in touch with us for other items in the past. And, of course, you can pull them down at our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you'd like to know who really runs the world, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can get the video or the DVD of Brotherhood of Darkness. We also have this great new DVD. It's entitled The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. Goes into the secret societies that were here at the time America was founded, and of course begin tying this into what's going on today. But you can't understand Iraq or Afghanistan or attack on the World Trade Center or a coming war with Iran and Syria unless you understand the secret societies and their ultimate goal. And these secret societies operate not only in the United States, they operate within Iran today. And once you begin to understand that, why everything begins to fit into place, and what can you do? Why, first of all, you've got to become informed, and then you've got to help us inform others, and you have to pray, you know, for your protection and for the protection of your family. And of course, nothing is going to change unless this country repents, you know, and we turn from our wicked ways. And, you know, but until we repent, God is not going to forgive this nation or, of course, heal our land. And I see no sign of repentance out there because I see none of our ministers who are really calling the people, you know, to arms to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. And unfortunately, most of our conservative organizations and our Christian organizations and our Republican organizations have been infiltrated by the enemy, who are misleading the public. So you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can pull down our newsletters. There's so much there on the secret societies. We even have the writings of the people on the other side in a special section, Manly P. Hall's book, The Secret Destiny of America. Wayne Peterson's books, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings. Manly P. Hall's The Secret Teachings of All Ages, the culmination of all of his research about the secret societies, and he's writing from the point of view of a man who's part of the secret societies, a leader of the secret societies. And then, of course, his final book, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. We have not one but many secret societies here in America and throughout the world. What's the common goal? A one-world government and the destruction of Christianity. And believe me, look at what a great job they're doing. Well, understand what's going on. Please go to our website, radioliberty.com. We do hope many of you will consider joining the Radio Liberty family and helping us as we reach out 5 hours every day with the same identical message. We're involved in this spiritual battle, being fought on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield, and now being fought on the parched sands of Iraq, where American blood and Iraqi blood are being shed needlessly. We've created a chaotic situation there intentionally so that we can justify staying. Understand what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Help us to get out the truth. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything.